Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was listening to Total Information AM this morning, and I heard the dulcet tones of Maria Kina.
That's the show on before us.
It is the show that's on before us. It's the show to which I wake up every single morning. And I heard yet again in the news the Westlake landfill, the Bridgeton landfill, and radioactive contamination. And I wanted to know exactly what the update is now with that situation. And so we have joining us now KMOX reporter Maria Kina. Maria, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, like I said this morning, I heard your story about the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency saying there is a, quote, high likelihood that now the Bridgeton landfill has radioactive contamination, or that it's closer to the surface than they originally thought. Can you kind of clarify what that new development is?
Yes. First of all, it's the Missouri Department of Natural Resources that sent the letter to the EPA saying there is the probability is very high that there is radioactive contamination where the burn is going on. You know, for years they have said, oh, there's nothing happening there. You know, it's burning, but yes, there's no contamination. Well, now there is. And I think the people who live there, and certainly Dawn Chapman from Just Moms STL, who has been dealing with this situation for years and years, knows exactly what's going on there, even though they didn't want to admit it at the time. So the EPA has a plan to clean all of this up, which they still have not started as yet. So needless to say, those people that live out there are way disturbed and way worried with this. Even the fire chief out in that area, when he saw the letter that got, I think it was on Friday he saw the letter, he was pretty upset, and he called Dawn. So it's just a horrible situation.
Do we know what changed, why suddenly they believe that there is a radioactive issue and they did not before?
Because apparently they never inspected it before.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I know. It's hard. You can't believe it with as many years as it's been.
So, Maria, Ranj and I were looking at our Google Maps today because with the Bridgeton landfill and the Westlake landfill, exactly where they are near the airport, is the Bridgeton landfill and Westlake there two separate parts of the same landfill?
Well, the Bridgeton landfill, it's a very large area, and the Bridgeton landfill is where the burn is happening. So that's the area which I can't understand, because they've gone in there and covered that up. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't understand that it wasn't ever tested before. But it's not only those areas. We're talking about Coldwater Creek as well. That whole area out there is contaminated. And in recent months, last year, towards late fall, they went in and said, oh, there are homes there. Now we have to go dig up because there's reason to believe there's contamination in there. So there are homes where people's backyards are literally being dug up for radiation. So the people don't even know that they might be being exposed to this, because that was something they never dealt with before. And, you know, when you look at Jana Elementary School, that's still closed. And if you remember that controversy, a private group came in and said, this is bad, it's contaminated. And then the EPA said, oh, no, that's not the case. So they went in there and did some digging, and that school will never open again.
So, yeah, I mean, just looking at a map of these two landfills, there are two areas where they believe there's radioactive material or material that's been impacted by radioactive waste. So this cleanup, which has been delayed in the past, and it's supposed to cost upwards of $400 million, when is that going to begin? Do we have any indication of when they're going to start to do that? And do we have any indication that it'll be sufficient when they do?
No. No to both questions. There is no date that they have given. They say they have a plan in place. And Dawn Chapman told me she thinks it's probably a plan that's pretty good and could probably remediate the area. But we don't have a date on that yet. And every day that goes by, more people are being exposed to this and then becoming sick. Because like Dawn said in the interview with her last night, she says, there's a whole generation here that's living around this right now that is going to become sick.
Why? Why is no one, and I mean no one, meaning those with the power like the EPA, why are they not doing anything?
I don't understand about the EPA. I mean, that's their job, to make sure that people are safe. And why this has gone on for so many years, why it's been allowed to go on for so many years, is mind-boggling to me. Now, Senator Hawley has been very involved with this because he wants to get the RECA funds to the people that live in this contaminated area. And the House has just blocked it the whole time. They did go ahead last year and they passed the RECA law for one state, which was Utah. And, you know, Missouri is not the only state that has contamination. There are others.
Oh, right across the river in Illinois, in the Metro East.
Yes, right. So he said that maybe it was going to be introduced as early as today, another bill on RECA. But now the Senate approved it. It's the House that has sat on it like this, and I don't have any idea why.
So, Maria, in your reporting and the people you have talked to, clearly they're upset about it. You mentioned the fire chief out there who was upset upon learning what he learned, and Dawn Chapman, of course, has been on top of all of this. Are you hearing from anybody else about this? Are you hearing from other people who might be affected or at least have a feeling on it or a vested interest in it?
Well, there's people, you know, like they have a special Facebook group that deals with this all the time and makes posts. I have not recently spoken with anyone about this, not with this latest letter that just came out. But I do know that, you know, and the thing that's really disturbing about this, it isn't like the people can just sell their homes and leave. They can't do that. Are you going to sell that home to somebody else who doesn't know? You can't do that. So I don't know what the answer is here if they don't get in there and start cleaning this up. I mean, the very fact that you know it's burning, that kind of tells you something. Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, and Maria, if I understand this right, the EPA is nearing the end, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, nearing the end of a process to plan an excavation of much of the radioactive waste from the landfill. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is overseeing the cleanup of Coldwater Creek. So the EPA is almost done making the plan that you mentioned to clear up Westlake, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has already started cleaning Coldwater Creek?
Yes, but the Army Corps of Engineers was pretty resistant to this. If you remember this, I'm talking about Jana, the school. And at every turn, the people who are exposed to this, who are living through this every day, have tried and tried and tried to get some sort of concrete, definitive answers out of these people that are in authority who are responsible for the cleanup, and they can't do it. And that's, for the first time I heard in Dawn's voice, she was a bit pessimistic.
Yeah.
And I think just tired of fighting for so long.
And I guess my question is too, how do you clean up Coldwater Creek if you haven't cleaned up the landfill yet? Like, isn't all of that still leaking?
That's the thing. I don't know that we really know for sure what's happening with it. If there's an area that they haven't gone in there and inspected, then nobody knows. They don't know. The people, the residents don't know. So I don't know what the answer is to that.
Well, Maria,
but I do know that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I do know that every time they go and dig someplace else, they're like, whoop, there's some more.
Yeah,
they find more.
That's wild to me that it hasn't been thoroughly examined, because this fire started 15 years ago, or at least they discovered the fire 15 years ago. So You would think they would know exactly where all the problem areas are on that property because they're all right there.
Yeah, and my question would be, how common are these subsurface non-oxygen fires?
The smoldering fires?
The smoldering fires.
The That's
smoldering
the only one
events.
I know of.
I know.
Well, yeah. That's one of the things that Dawn said, because I said, why did they not inspect this area? And she says, well, they say if they poke holes in it, that'll release oxygen and it could make it spread. So, you know, the people that are supposed to be knowledgeable about this, I don't know how much they really know.
All right. Well, Maria, we appreciate the reporting and you working on the story and covering it. If there's anything else, we'll talk to you again. And we know you'll keep us updated.
I will. You take care.